All right. Amen. Well, we're open to share.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Larry.
Well, that was a good word, Mark. I believe that at the heart of sin, the very core of our sinful nature is this pride that that we have to overcome. It started, of course, with Satan. You see that in Isaiah 14. And then you go to the Garden of Eden, where what brought Eve down wasn't how good the apple looked and how delicious it looked, but it was that you shall be like God. And that's kind of the core of everything in mankind, trying to exalt themselves and be like God. So many of the Christian leaders in this word of faith movement, they actually come out. Well, I don't know about so many, but I know of at least one that says that he could be just like Jesus.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
So again, it's and the heart of it is that we can be like God, and it's that pride that has to be overcome.
No, he
But
didn't just say we could be like Jesus. He said that he could have died
yeah, he right.
in
Yeah.
our place.
That's right. He could have, yeah, he could have made atonement. But anyway, I guess what I want to say is how appropriate this word is today, because you talked about this meeting in Europe. I think it was Brussels, of all the European leaders. All the big, what you call movers and shakers. Have you seen the message that J.D. Vance gave to all these leaders? Have you seen that, Mark,
Well,
on
go ahead and
YouTube?
share it, Larry. You might not be talking about the same thing that I saw.
Well, he addressed all of these European leaders, and he kind of laid them out, and all their ill affairs, suppressing free speech, all this globalism that they're engaged in. And one of the things that really struck me was he told of an instance in Scotland recently, where a man was quite a distance from, he said 50 meters from an abortion clinic. And he was just out, like, I guess, on the lawn and silently praying for God's mercy to be upon the children. And he didn't protest, he had no signs, he wasn't even praying out loud. He was praying. He would go out, I guess, daily and just stand there and pray silently. And so they finally, after seeing what he's doing, which he wasn't doing anything to harm anyone, they addressed it and said, "What are you doing? What are you praying?" And he told them what he was praying, and they arrested him because of his silent prayers. So again, it's the idea that these globalists, these leaders, can do whatever they want to suppress free speech and to suppress prayer. And as the vice president was speaking to them, you could see the smugness and the arrogance on their faces. And you know, and they hated what he was saying because he was telling the truth. So I just thought that that is a picture of what you're talking about today and how appropriate it was, the word that you gave, you know, befitting of what's going on in the world today.
Well, that would be a good thing to get arrested for, wouldn't it, Larry?
Yeah. Yeah, it would. Yeah, like Peter said, you know, blessed are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. You know, then God will honor that.
Well,
Did
thank
you
you, Larry.
have you seen that, Mark? Have you seen YouTube of that
No,
speech?
no, I did not.
Look
I
it
heard
up.
little pieces that he talked, but I didn't hear what he actually said.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You should listen to it. And he came in a soft spoken, humble manner, but he did not hold back. And you know, it was, I think, remarkable the way he talks. And he does that all the time with these news people. He lays people out in a correct manner by speaking the truth.
That was in Europe.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was Brussels.
Was it a NATO meeting then, Larry?
No, it might have been Paris. It was a meeting of all of the European hierarchy.
It was a NATO meeting then, wasn't it?
It was in Munich, in Germany.
It may have been. I don't know.
Somebody
Germany
said it was in
know.
Germany.
This one was in Germany.
Yeah, okay. Munich.
Munich in Germany, okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to add to this? Some of you brethren that usually have something to share, it's open.
Praise God.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
We can hear you, brother Opie.
Yes, okay, I think I can be heard. Yes, what I want to add is about humility. Humility is a nature of the Lord Jesus Christ that runs through the outer court to the holy place. And it's been in my heart for some time now that the problems of me and I believe my brethren involve the matter of how we are able to humble ourselves. When we look at how the animals are killed in the outer court, talks about laying down their lives. It's an act of humility, you know, just as Jesus humbled himself, let off his glory in heaven and came down and took up the flesh of man, so is required of us also that we humble ourselves. But I discovered that it's been very difficult, you know, for me, probably my brethren, to really humble ourselves, you know, in the daily living of the believer. We can see that there is still struggle because of lack of humility. The requirements of the outer court are not really what we see in our lives daily. You know, we are not able to die to self. We talk about humility. We are not able to die to sin, you know. And without this, the believer cannot progress to the holy place. And to progress to the Holy of Holies, humility is required also, where the soul is sacrificed. It's also humility. So I see humility that you spoke about as a cardinal requirement, you know, of the believer in his life. Humility, brethren, is a cardinal nature of God. And we need to have it. And I discovered that it is the problem that I have. So the self-life still remains because humility is lacking. When I look around, I discover that it is the problem that believers have now, that we are not able to move ahead, to progress in God, to be able to be in Christ. So humility that we are talking about today is something that we must pray to have as believers. As God said, that he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. It runs through the first five furniture of the of that is the first five progressive walk of the believer with Christ Jesus. So humility is such an important nature that we have to really look at and pray that God gives us grace to have. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Well, amen. Go ahead.
Yes. Personally, I know that humility comes as a virtue to a Christian during crisis, during temptation. It takes the power of the answering back or from arguing with anybody in the home. That virtue must be seen between husband and wife, between, I mean, among God wants to bring me down. God wants, because most of the problems that occurs or happen in the homes is as a result of pride in one or the other. So for the Christ man, for the Christ-centered home, we should allow Christ to clothe us. Let it be our dress code. That in the face of Christ's opposition, in the face of arguments, the most spiritual, as God expects us to be, should put on humility, should calm down, hold back, and allow the Holy Spirit to solve situations for us. So that's what I see in those passages. Everything we've gone through today is about the life of Christ coming out from us. Isaiah 53 says, as a sheep going to the slaughter, Christ did not fight, did not say a word. He kept his mind steady in God. So I'm sure that's what humility does to every one of us. Amen.
Amen, brother. Yep. Christ was the perfect example of humility.
Yes.
Okay, it seems that we've come to the end of our time. Let me turn the recording off.